In human languages, ambiguity is a fact of life. It's something that upsets a lot of people. They think, wouldn't it be nice if every word had one and only one meaning? Wouldn't it be nice if soul, S-O-L-E, and S-O-U-L, didn't both sound the same way? What about the word dye, meaning colouring substance, D-Y-E, and dye, D-I-E? They have different meanings, but the sound itself is ambiguous. Ambiguity happens in many places. One of the famous cases of syntactic ambiguity was pointed out by Noam Chomsky, who said, look at the sentence, flying planes can be dangerous. He pointed out that that can either mean for someone to fly a plane can be dangerous, or a plane which is flying can be dangerous. Both of those are available meanings, and the difference is in the grammar. One of my children said that flying pigs can be dangerous, and you can work out why that's ambiguous. Well, one of the areas of ambiguity that students find difficult is morphological ambiguity. The participle endings, ing and en, or sometimes ed, are both ambiguous. Let's start with ing. When it's part of a verb phrase, as in John is running, it's a verb, but it can also be an adjective. A running tap. Tap, which is running. Then it's an adjective. It can also be a noun. The running of the 12:30 took place an hour later. So, ing can be a noun, or an adjective, or a verb. The only way you can tell is from the context, just as you can only tell from the context whether D-Y-E or D-I-E is intended. So if we say, he dyed his clothes, it doesn't mean that they perished. Well, it might mean that they got slightly discolored, but they probably didn't die because they weren't alive to start with. En and ed, when they're participle endings, also have the same ambiguity. He has driven his car to town. There, driven, is a verb, and the en ending is a participle ending. A stolen car, however, stolen is an adjective. So the en and the ed can be both verbs, and they can be adjectives.